I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. Our title is Being Right Isn't Always Right, Err on the Side of Love. Our scripture reading comes from 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 2. If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and I have the faith that can move mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. Let's be honest. Most of us like being right. We like having the right answer, the correct theology, the winning side of an argument. And there's nothing inherently wrong with truth or clarity. But here's the question I want to ask you today. What happens when being right becomes more important than being loving? Because in the kingdom of God, being right isn't always what's most right. Sometimes we must choose relationship over reason, mercy over mastery, love over being correct. Let's go to point one. Truth without love is a weapon, not a witness. Paul says it plainly. If we know all mysteries, if we have a great understanding, but we lack love, we are nothing. Not just less than ideal, but nothing. Without love or truth, sounds like a clanging cymbal, a noise that drives people away rather than draws them in. Church, truth becomes toxic when it is delivered without compassion. We can win the debate and lose the person. We can prove your point and destroy a relationship. Jesus never sacrificed truth, but he never sacrificed people to protect it either. The woman caught in adultery was guilty by every standard. She was wrong. But Jesus didn't lecture her with theology. He stooped down, wrote in the dirt, and challenged the crowd, "Let he who is without sin cast the first stone." Grace came before correction. Moving to point two, being right can feed pride. Loving well reflects Christ. There's a dangerous temptation to use rightness as a badge of pride, but Scripture tells us in James 4:6 that God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. So when our obsession with being right starts to feed our ego, we have left the heart of Christ. Think about it. Jesus was always right. He was the embodiment of truth, and yet he chose humility. He washed feet. He ate with sinners. He forgave from the cross. Why? Because love was his mission, not just correction. Let's not be people who win arguments but miss opportunities to be Christ-like. Point three, err on the side of love. There'll be times when we don't know what to do or how to respond or what decision is best, but in doubt, err on the side of love. When someone wrongs you, err on the side of forgiveness. When someone doubts, err on the side of compassion. When someone is broken, err on the side of mercy. When you're misunderstood, err on the side of grace. Romans 13:10 says, "Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law." That means if your rightness is hurting someone, it is not fulfilling God's law. Love is the higher calling. Here's our challenge. This week, ask yourself in every encounter, every conflict, every conversation, am I trying to be right or am I trying to be loving? The world is watching a church that often wants to be correct. But what the world needs is a church that looks like Christ, full of grace and truth, but always leading with love. Don't just be right, be righteous. And in righteousness, in God's eyes, always looks like love. Let's pray. God, help us to walk humbly in truth and to always lead with love. Give us discernment when we're tempted to argue, grace when we're tempted to judge, and compassion when we're tempted to turn away. Teach us that being right isn't our mission. Being loving is. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'm your pastor without a pulpit, and this was your faith for today.